It's Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC. Thank you for joining us. We've got just a few more minutes here before we hit the news at the top of the hour. And joining us in studio, glad to have her here with us this morning, is Kathy Bertling. She's a senior lifestyle specialist at Allisonville Meadows. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Well, that's good. What have you been doing?
Oh, just working and enjoying family time.
Staying healthy?
Trying. Need easy. To exercise more. You know, I have my New Year's resolutions I'm not sticking to, but...
Had a girl. Is everybody healthy? You know, everybody is sick. How about where you are? Are everybody fighting an illness of some sort?
You know, we're doing pretty good. We have gotten through this winter season without any flu outbreaks, so I'm feeling pretty blessed
Yay,
with that.
That's so awesome. All right. Well, we're glad to have you here with us, and we always appreciate American Senior Communities and their support, too. Tina?
Well, before we came back on the air here, Kathy was just talking about the fact that she works, of course, at Allisonville Meadows and works in their memory neighborhoods. But we were talking about the fact that she has personal experience with caregiving, too. And Kathy, I think it was your grandmother that you had cared for, right?
Yes. My grandmother lived with us for almost a year when my children were small, and she was suffering with dementia and couldn't be at home on her own.
Now, your grandma's no longer with us.
She's not.
Okay. No. But I know when she was under your care, you had small children. How many kids?
I had three under six.
Three under the age of six. And so I know this is what you do professionally.
Yes.
But you've also lived caring for a loved one. And, you know, we've just come out of talking, about caregiver burnout. We know that's real. I mean, we know it's a real thing. But there are also the joys that come with caregiving. And we talk a lot about how this impacts the family unit. And, you know, would you be willing to talk with us a little bit about your experience?
Absolutely. It was a wonderful experience, although very trying at times. Just the memories that my children have of being around their great-grandmother and the satisfaction of being with her through those times. But as you look back, it means so much more to you than in the moment, because in the moment you're just trying to survive and make
right.
it through.
Head down, right? Do
Head
what
down.
You have to do. And then how do you know, I mean, when do you get to a point, I hear families all the time say, I don't know if it's time for me to look for long-term care. I'm confused. What are the signs? I mean, is it one of those things that there's a checklist, or do you just know? I mean, do you just know when it's time?
Well, I will tell you, the beautiful thing is that there is a lot of options between being at home with family and being in long-term care. So at Allisonville Meadows, in our assisted living memory care, it's kind of a halfway point between being home and being in long-term care. And I do think that there's a checklist, but emotionally, you know when you're there. And there's a lot of guilt involved, which I think families struggle with. But when somebody's really cognitively ready for an assisted living memory care, you're really giving them a gift, because you're putting them somewhere and allowing them to live in an environment that's completely built for them. And if we could all live in an environment that was built for us, I'm sure we'd do better.
So what's built for them? Like, what's special about a memory care?
Well, the small environment. We have 26 residents in our assisted living memory care, and there's four full-time staff members during the day. So there's the opportunity to have person-centered care and quality engagement with them. Whereas when you're at home and you're trying to raise your kids and cook meals and get people to your kids to soccer practice, it's hard to just focus on caregiving. That's what we do.
Yeah. You mentioned the small environment. I think anybody who is caring... I mean, let's be honest, anybody who's caring for a loved one who is aging, living particularly with Alzheimer's or dementia, or children, mm-hmm. and I know it's a bad comparison, people, I get it. I know it. I know we're talking about adults versus kids. Or you were talking about, I mean, Terry, we've talked about puppies. I mean, anybody in your life, any human or any living being in your life that mm-hmm. you're trying to keep safe, you're trying to help them understand limitations or restrictions when maybe they don't have the capacity to understand that, right?
Yeah.
Smaller is usually better for them, and it has to be designed for them, and our homes aren't designed for them.
And they enjoy a calm atmosphere.
And I hope people understand that. Forgive me for just a second. Yeah. I hope people understand that, because I know some people are thinking, like, don't compare my mom to a dog or my mom to a child. And please, I get that there's a big difference, but there is a common thread when we're trying to train any of us to do anything. And intentional design is a big part of it. So you're talking about
absolutely.
The atmosphere.
I was just going to say, you know, when you have your loved one at home and you have small children, it's kind of chaotic. It's loud. It's hard to be on a routine. And all of those things work against somebody with dementia. They like a calmer atmosphere, a routine. One-on-one engagement is good. You're going to have to do a lot of redirecting. So I do think it can be challenging to try to do the best for everybody when you have two people at the opposite ends of the spectrum at home.
Are all memory cares the same? I mean, if I went to a memory care someplace else, is it the same as it would be at Allisonville Meadows?
Absolutely not. I believe that our memory care is just like any other home. It's the people that are there that make it what it is. People often get caught up in the cosmetics too. Although our memory care is lovely, I think that there's things that folks need to really center on too, like the state survey scores. That's a good reflection of the quality of care. There's a lot of pretty places out there, but you want to make sure that the quality care is there as well.
Yeah, you're hearing the voice of Kathy Bertling, who is a senior lifestyle specialist at Allisonville Meadows. I will tell you that a caution to families when you are looking at long-term care, memory care, or any other side of long-term care for your loved one, my caution to you is it's not your home. It's not you caring for your loved one, and you have to remember that. You're not ever going to be 100% satisfied, no matter what the state survey says or what you love about it. It's not you. And so it's easy for people to come in and be critical. So my advice to families would be go in with your heart for sure. Go in with your head, go in with your eyes, your, you know, ears, all of that. And feel it.
Well, absolutely. And families are the advocates. I mean, our residents in memory care don't advocate for themselves anymore. So it's up to the staff and the family to make sure that everything's being done to the best of our ability for them. The other thing is good nutrition is very important.
Oh, critical. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to have to come back and talk about that another time. I know we need to get going. How do people
find
out?
You've got just about a minute, Tina.
Okay, they can stop by at any time.
Absolutely. We are happy to show people our community at any time. They can also call us and make an appointment if that's easier for them. And we have a website, and it's ASCSeniorCare.com.
ASCSeniorCare.com. Thank you so much to you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And many thanks to our folks at American Senior Communities. Always grateful for your support and what you do for families in the community.
Thank you.
Love having you as a part. For all of you listening, I do hope that you are checking out our Joyce House A Day Away Caregiver Retreat that's coming up. It's going to be on Saturday, April 8th. You've heard us talk about it here. But as a reminder, we've got Catherine Lee Scott who is coming. American Senior Communities is actually one of our sponsors, as is our folks from Sequoia, our friends there, and we're hosting this one at UIndy with support from our UIndy family there. It's going to be held at the University of Indianapolis Health Pavilion, and we've got care at our Joyce House UIndy location. But Catherine Lee Scott, who you remember we had her on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, terrific.
She is an American author and actress, and she's been on The Goldbergs. She's been on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and she has she was a Klingon. So join us, but you can find out more. You can email me at tina@joyshouse.org or call us at 317-254-0828. It's free. We'd love to have you with us on April 8th.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning starting at 7 right here on Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.